Yes, y'all know what it is, man. It's Friday, Q&A day. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ask the questions and we give the answers the only way that we know how. I mean, we try to answer them as best as our ability. Use it at your own discretion. You know what I'm saying? We're going to jump in here hot and heavy right at the point. This joint right here, ISO, is kind of wild. It says, my boyfriend, which is a 21-year-old male, says he can't get any pleasure from me. This is from a female. 18-year-old female, she said, because it's loose. She wanted to know how can she, help her boyfriend out and if we've ever had that problem with a female.
What's crazy, she said it's loose, so basically, he's saying she ain't got no walls?
Yeah.
You'll have to ask a woman that. You have to actually ask a woman that. So, unless chicken not having a wall. I actually did one time.
Bro, you dealt with a chick like that?
One time, I actually did know a chick that she felt like she just ain't had no walls. She just ain't had no walls.
She told you that she felt like that?
No, I felt like
that. I'm about to say, you said she just felt like, I'm about to say, whoa.
You know what I mean? I did actually mess with a chick like that. I know a chick like that, that she just, I don't, you know what I mean? That just got to be genetics or something. You know what I mean? So I don't know. You probably got to get some professional help or ask women. That sounds like something you got to ask a woman. Cause don't they say you can do something like whatever them exercises is, but they call them Kegels or something like that. But yeah, man, I do remember a chick. She was bad too. She was.
That's what you and the football team said.
You know what I mean? She was bad too.
Yo, dog, that's wild.
She was bad too. And that joint, I'm like, yeah. Just, you know what I mean, genetics, because it's chicks I mess with that thing was always right. Even after they had a kid, it went right back to it. So that's like genetics. So we were wrong people to ask for that.
She 18 though, dog.
Yeah, she 18, so she might be young. She might be able to do them exercises, and she might be able to get that to whereas. And then I don't know how many partners that is. Is that just him, or like I said, you're only 18, so I don't know how many sexual experiences you had. Did everybody always complain about that to you, or just this one guy? Because it might be a one guy thing. The next person might think it's the greatest ever.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So I don't know. You kind of young. So like I said, I mean, now if everybody start complaining, I mean, not everybody, like you just planning on messing with a whole bunch of dudes, but
yeah,
I said that's kind of, I really can't even answer that, babe.
I feel you. You
know what I mean? I really can't.
I think you're too young to even be having that issue. But then again, like you said, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know who the partner is and why he would even make that statement to you, because you know what I'm saying? How experienced is he sexually that he know these type of things?
Yeah, who knows? Now, I mean, how old is the guy? Now, I mean, some of these young be lacking a little context.
Yeah, that's what
how
I'm saying.
How old is the guy? Because if he young, you young. He just may not be able to hit the oven, the right way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He, who knows, he might be lacking a little bit.
It could be, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, how experienced is you to be making a statement like that?
Yeah, so.
She 18 years old.
So, because I don't know how old you are. Y'all the same age and y'all both don't really have too much experience.
Right.
Or is that guy a few years older and he might have experience? Who knows, you know what I mean? We don't know, so.
Yeah, hit you with a joint like stew your family. It's like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. or, you know what I mean? Man might not be, you know what I mean, equipped.
True, it could be that too, you right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, he might not have equipment, you know what I'm saying? So he might, you know what I mean? He might need to go to, you know, Dominican Republic or something like that, you know what I mean? Get his joint, I guess, extended or whatever, pause.
Listen, man.
Or whatever.
Extend the clip. This joint says, my boyfriend cuts himself because I broke up with him. I have a long situation going on. She said she's a 21-year-old female. He a 21-year-old male. I broke up with my boyfriend a few days ago. We broke up because he was very insecure about having male friends. I don't know. I guess her?
Yeah, it had to be.
All right. He said he came over and we made up and got back together. We started some makeup sex and he showed me 5 deep cuts on the inside of his thigh. I used to self-harm so I know what cuts look like. I've been clean for about 2 years. He left about 2 hours ago and I'm sitting there wondering what to do. He cut the day we broke up and I worry what will happen if I do it again. I know he's not manipulating me because he did not show me until I pressed and assisted at first. It was the dogs.
Okay.
It was not. All right. I don't know how to help him. What do you guys suggest? Love the podcast. Man, I don't know how to listen. You said you did. How you don't know how to help him? You said you went through that too. What was it that got you to the point of not doing it? You said you've been 2 years clean of that. What was it that you did? Because I ain't gonna lie to you, I don't think that's something that we do. You ever self-cut? Okay. What? That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, I'm not to make fun of nobody else or nothing like that, but yeah, you know what I mean? And I never heard of no guy doing that.
Right, I feel you.
The only time I ever heard of that was women doing that.
Right, me too.
I've never heard of a guy doing that. So that right there, man, you might need to talk to him. He got to get some professional help. He got to get some real help. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how old y'all are or whatever. I don't know if somebody could talk to in their family or something like that, because if he doing that, man, he need to go talk to somebody. You know what I mean? He needs professional help. He got to go talk to a therapist or something like that. And two, you know what I mean? You might actually have to stay away from him or something like that. Might have just loved him from afar because...
You think he could sustain that right now with what he just did?
See, that's what she sound like she afraid of. Because he sound like she don't want to be around that shit, but if she don't, he might go hurt himself.
Right.
So people need professional help. So you gonna tell him, you gotta go get some help. Know what I mean? Even if she say, you know, I'll go with you and talk to the therapist.
Yeah, I feel
you. Or something like that.
Yeah,
try to give him some help. Yeah, because I never heard of no man doing that. I've never heard of a man cutting himself. All the only times I ever heard was a woman cutting herself. I never heard of a man cutting himself.
We get a lot of joints from females. I'm just starting to go through these questions, man. I need the guys to come up so we can help y'all. I mean, the females, we I ain't gonna lie, we be guesstimating, you know what I'm saying? Just say, I guess y'all trying to get our point of view because you're talking about a male. So, all right, I guess that's cool. And say, is my boyfriend... who's a 29-year-old male. This is from a 23-year-old female. Is my boyfriend just being insecure or is what I did considered as cheating? So she said, hello. She's a 23-year-old female. Like she said, need advice. Yesterday, my friend's boyfriend invited me and my other friends for dinner. He bought his other friends. So there were 3 women and 3 men. The dinner itself was great. The men were respectful and we went home. I gave my number to a man that was seated next to me. He texted me to know if I have reached home, and I said yes. I never replied to any message he sent afterwards, nor am I planning to do so because I have a boyfriend, and I don't see what the need to talk to another man unless it's for specific purposes. I took a video of the dinner and sent it to my boyfriend just as a way to keep the transparency in our relationship. He freaked out and called me a cheater because I was entertaining other men. That I am easy to get... All right, she said that I am... Men, then period. That I am easy to get hungry and have a long throat. What? All right, keep going. He even went to the extent of including my parents and said that I'm acting as if I'm... Oh, she just wrote crazy. Acts as if I'm living hungry in my parents' house. All right, I got you. He also insulted my friends and said that... All they think about is men, so he is not surprised by my behavior. He also said that he will look for another girlfriend to replace me because it seems like I'm looking for another man to replace him. All right, so her question basically to us is, was she cheating and should she continue her relationship with this guy?
So what was the situation? They went out to do what?
Her friend went out with a guy friend. So it's 3 girls, 3 guys. They went out like that collectively.
Okay.
She said she gave her number to the guy that was seated across from her. Why? I don't know. This motherfucker texts her, did you get home safely?
Okay.
She replied, yes. Then she said, I didn't reply anymore after that. Meaning that this motherfucker is still texting you though.
Yeah. Because he probably don't know that you got a man, so he just shooting his shot.
Why are you even giving me a number? That's what I'm fucked up at. What was the exchange of numbers for if you just wanted to just check up on me, make sure I got home? Bitch, I don't know you.
Yeah,
I mean, like, what I'm...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the conversation is about. I mean, maybe she is a friendly person and then everybody's friends, so she got to know. See, that's what I'm saying. It don't make... Is everybody already friends and you already been around him a few times and that's why, all right, we'll get your number and make sure you got home. I don't know. Because you gave her the number, but your friend is the woman. The chick is your friend, but...
Right. So, and you went out with a bunch of guys that you don't know.
No, she said... No, read it again. She went out with a... See, this whole... It's confusing me. They all went out as friends, but she don't know everybody, right?
She only know the girlfriend that she went out with.
And she know all the rest of these dudes.
It said, yesterday, my friend's boyfriend...
Okay.
So she didn't even say if it was a guy or girl.
Okay.
Yesterday, my friend's boyfriend... Oh, her friend's boyfriend. So her, you know what I mean? Her friend, she know her girlfriend and him. You know what I mean? Invited me and other friends for dinner. So basically, I know you, and you gonna bring another girl. That's three of us. I know him, because that's your dude, and he bringing two people. That was the arrangement.
This shit confusing the hell out of me.
Yeah.
What's her question?
Her question was, what she doing cheating, and should she continue her relationship with her boyfriend that she has now?
It kind of, it might have been looked at that, because he might be thinking, why the hell did he get your number, unless y'all do like, y'all conversation was on some, yo, we could link up and do some type of business or something like that, or you might do something, you can help me along, if it was something like along that lines, on like some associate tip, but okay, you said you didn't answer nothing after that text, which is probably, I mean, he probably got the number to shoot the shot, but you know, you left it alone after that, so he shot his shot, you know what I mean? He a man, you know what I mean? He gonna shoot his shot because he wanted to shoot his shot, but okay, so the hang up is your boyfriend want to know why that man even got the number.
Right. She said she recorded the date for the transparency of her boyfriend. Why the fuck I care about that?
Because you probably some motherfucker paranoid about that shit. What did you do? And then, where'd you go? And then,
right.
You fucked everybody else when we were broke up, and you suck his dick. All that shit. Remember that joke when they was doing the skits, like, you sucked his dick. She was like, sucking dick is a part of sex, ain't it? You dirty bitch, you a dick sucker. Like, you know what I mean? That's how people be, like, paranoid as shit. Like, you can't enjoy yourself, okay? Because you probably know that shit probably on his mind all day, because that's how this is goofy-ass relationship shit. Everybody walking around on eggshells around each other because everybody accusing everybody. Let me look in your phone. Bitch, let me look in your phone. Who was that you was with? FaceTime each other to make sure you at where you say you at and all this and that. This is whole paranoid-ass way of the people dating each other now. He probably some insecure-ass person.
Right.
I do it to make you feel better. I recorded the whole date. To make sure nobody said nothing to you?
Right.
So the dude worked the way around that anyway. Still got your number.
Right.
Did you record that part?
How awkward is that though? You just pointed your camera like, what the fuck is you doing?
Right.
I'm doing this to show my boyfriend.
It's a vlog? What are we, I mean, but that probably became normal at this point. We would just
record. You're right. Yeah, it is.
He's gonna record the record. Okay. Found the way around that, still got the number. So when did you give him the number? The part that you wasn't recording?
Ain't them fucking day in the life. You ever see them day in the life recordings and shit?
Yeah, I be watching a lot of them joints, man. I mean, I be watching some of them joints on YouTube.
That's
a
lot, to get kind of. Because the motherfucker, you got to think about the process you guys do.
Down, though.
Yeah. The motherfucker got to go set his camera up.
People really didn't take come the time back, to do that.
Act like you just came into the joint.
Yeah.
But you set your camera.
People having this camera set up, then act like they just waking up. You got the joint set up on a tripod. You just wake up in the pit. That you just woke up. People really do that though.
Dog, that should be a lot.
It's a day in my life. Get up off the bed. First of all, you was already up off the bed because you set the damn camera up. You set the camera up already. You know what I mean?
Yo,
Yeah. I don't do all that. I don't even do all that when I goddamn being here recording myself. When you see me recording, you see me turn the joint on and sit down. That's real time. I'm not setting it up to act like I was here the whole time. No.
Right.
No, I was up. You see me turn it on and I'm still standing there, and then I go sit my ass down. Not doing all that.
Dog, they really be serious. They like go, like they like put it up, they coming out the elevator, then the elevator opened up, and then they come out. Right. So your camera was just there.
People do all that. Come out, that movie gets snatched. Yeah, y'all must be in the nice neighborhoods. Because...
y'all people be going through a lot in them thing, a lot of joints. I'm like, wow, yo.
Yeah, but anyway, this whole question is a dumpster fire. Good luck. I just don't even. What you want me to say?
Like you said, those probably just two insecure people.
Yeah.
That y'all don't need to be together for real.
Yeah. Now I mean,
you doing shit to appease him? He fucked up. He accusing you of shit. Oh, you a hungry bitch? Right. Everybody eat.
Right. Everybody offer you food. You want it. Sound like some old insecure ass shit. Just two people just insecure as hell, man. Right. But that's how the world social media don't make our people. Worried to death about what somebody else doing. Looking at each other's phone and all that. Why your phone? Why you gotta use some type of code to open up your phone? And why you gotta do this? And why you can't talk on the phone? Man, people just insecure, man. Yeah. Come on, man. Next question.
Yeah,
man.
I don't even want to bother with this shit.
This joint say, I got a girl pregnant from a one night stand.
Damn.
And was just told about it. You know what I'm saying? Say, late 20s, any advice on what to do? So say, I've been contemplating for the past 12 hours what to do and how to handle this situation. It was my fault for having unprotected sex and being promiscuous, and I get that. The woman told me when we were together, it was impossible for her to get pregnant. Impossible. You fell for that shit. We had fun for a few days, and I had not thought much about it. I am only notified that she is pregnant 2 months later and that she wants to keep the baby. She told me that she is totally flexible to whatever I wanted to do since I never planned to have a kid. If I was to infer, I don't know what that is. If I was to, I think she wants a kid and had told me she had a couple miscarriages before. I think I had the closest thing to having a panic attack. Part of me wishes this had never happened, as this wasn't planned. I don't know if or how to break it to my parents, the possibility of having a kid with somebody I've only met a couple of times and whom I don't really know. Coming from an Asian immigrant household, I don't know how my mom would take it. I feel like my life is over. I'm turning to you guys as it's the only way I can possibly talk about my feelings at the moment. I can already imagine the judgment coming from friends and family. I feel so scared and alone right now. It's been hard to think about anything else at the moment, and I've been held up in my room. So basically, he just wants some advice. That's a lot, young man. That's a lot.
Yeah. See? Dick discipline, man.
That's a lot.
Think with your brain more than you think with your dick. You wonder why I say that all the goddamn time?
That's a lot.
Dick discipline. Think with your brain more on life than you think with your dick. See, there's going to be times in life when you think with your dick. That's why you got to try to think with your brain more.
Yeah.
See, at the time, thinking with his dick won. See, now, but... The best thing for you... She's saying that she's flexible, which I don't believe that.
I don't even know what that means.
Flexible mean, nah, I mean, I guess whatever you want to do, but if you...
Flexible mean we're going to work out the child support payments?
No, flexible mean because the best thing for you will be, sorry to say, the best thing for you will be is to have an abortion. I don't think she's going to do that, though.
Don't sound like she...
Because if she told you it was impossible for her to have a child, that was just, I mean... Yeah, she basically suckered you into being a sperm donor.
Right.
So even if you go to her and say, I think it would be best if you go get an abortion, she's probably not going to get one.
Right.
Because she just sounded like she was just desperate to have a baby, and she needed a sperm donor, and...
Right, you just fell into that?
Yeah.
It is dead.
So... I'm sorry that you're going through this, bro, but you made this bed, you have to lay in it.
That's fucking wild.
I mean, it's not like you underage. How old is he? He in his
20s.
Yeah, you're in your 20s, bro. So you are the world looking at you as a grown man. So you made this bed, you have to lay in it. So
he is also living with his mom, though, dog.
Yeah, because they said he...
said he held up in his room, he don't know how his parents going to act.
Yeah, know what I mean? They probably gonna comb your head, man. Go upside your head, but you gotta accept that.
Yeah, you right. Ain't no running from it now. Know what I'm saying? It's fucking done now.
Yeah, now I mean, you made your bed, you gotta lay in it. Now you could go tell her. I think it'd be best. You know what I mean? We got an abortion, but I don't think she is
on some crazy shit though. Not to sound like, you know what I mean, cruel or nothing. This shit could have been far worse.
And then too,
because you having sex with her unprotected.
Yeah, now
that shit could have got worse. That shit could have been worse, bro.
Yeah, so my whole thing is this.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah, my whole thing is this. Now it's gonna be what it's gonna be when they find out. So if I was you, you just gotta man up and go to your father. Go to your father first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go to your father first and have a talk with your father.
Right.
And then that way. He'll navigate the whole, all right, let me speak to your mom, or I'll let you know, you know what I mean, when we gonna go both tell your mom.
Right.
Take it to your father first and explain the situation to him. You understand what I'm saying? You made the bid, you gotta lay in it. Go to your father first, though, without your mom. Just go speak to your father, let him know. Now, I mean, you had that talk with him, and he'll not be able to navigate it from there, I guess, break it to your mother or whatever. But let me tell you one thing, too, because I feel like even if he tell her, I think you should get an abortion, I don't think she's going to want to get an abortion.
Nope.
So the bottom line is this, you got to keep it all the way real. Make sure that's your baby.
Nope, I don't think so either.
Make sure, and when that baby is born, straight up, I need a test. We need a DNA test. We got to be 100% sure that that's your baby. But that's what I'm saying. Take it to your father first without your mom. Because, you know, women is super emotional and all that. Take it to your father. Explain the situation to him first. Then he can help you best navigate that. Because just because she's saying it's yours don't mean that it's yours. You know what I mean? You may go to her and say, I want an abortion. She may say, I don't, because I've been trying to get pregnant.
Right.
But the bottom line is, when a baby is born, y'all got to make sure that's your child. You got to make sure that's your child, because it might not be your baby.
Right.
It might not even be your baby.
Yeah, because
so even a child is born.
Yeah, I feel you.
So now I'm saying, because who know what she doing?
Right. Facts. Which is inconsiderate on her end.
So that's why I'm saying.
Yeah. Facts.
You go speak to your father. Now, I mean, not both your parents at the same time. Not your mom. You go speak to your father. He'll navigate you. Navigate it. Know what I'm saying? And he knows. Now, I mean, he'll tell you, okay, this the next step we're going to do. Or I'll break it to your mother. Or we might sit on this for a minute. Or let me speak to the woman or something like that. Know what I mean? He'll take it from there and help you make, know what I mean, better decisions. But the bottom line is this. If she do keep that baby and she actually has that baby, make sure it's your baby. Because that's the first thing your parents are going to want to say, okay, we got 100% make sure it's your child.
Right.
So, your next step is to talk to your father. Straight up. Know what I mean? Go talk to your father. Not your mom first. Put your father aside when just you and him, and talk to your father and explain the situation to your father first. You know what I mean? And then he'll, you know, navigate it and tell you what, you know what I mean, to go from there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, you're going to have to.
Man, you're going to have to convince her not to do this shit.
Yeah, not I mean,
that shit not fair to that baby. I don't love you. I don't even like you. We was just fucking. Now you telling me we got to share this courtship to raise a child?
Yeah, but she one of them chicks, she wanted to have a baby. That's why she's probably telling him that. She need a sperm donor. She want to have a baby. You know what I mean? Yes, well, I mean, she's probably just using him as a sperm donor. But at the same time, you don't know who else, you know what I mean, she might have been doing that with.
Exactly.
So that might not even be your baby.
Right.
So first of all, hopefully, I mean, for one, you know, you was, I mean, y'all want to use protection, so make sure you get tested. The month's coming up. Like I said, go to your father first. Don't just go to both your parents at the same time. Go to your father first and talk to your father about it first.
Right.
Know what I mean? Then he'll take it from there and say, okay, we're going to do this or we're going to do that. Or I'm going to let you know when we're going to go speak to your mom, or I'm going to say to, know what I mean? Or I'm going to tell your mom myself, or whatever decision he's going to make. So you're going to have to speak to your father, though. Let your father know what the situation is. So do that. Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Good luck to you, man. And if this work out for the best, hopefully you learn your damn lesson, man. Know what I mean? That's all we tell y'all. Think with your brain when you gotta have a discipline, man. I told y'all, that should be hard as hell sometimes. They had that type of discipline.
Yeah, well, what's harder? To deal with that discipline or now to raise a child for 18 years with a bitch you don't even know? That's what I'm saying. You pick your fucking heart.
I told you, yeah.
Yeah, because you in a situation, dog, and you don't even know. Now, listen, it's your let's just say it is your child. You love your child. So, I don't even know what type of mindset Shorty is in to be raising my child.
Time Super Bowl, come on.
6:30. I don't even know what type of time.
It's on there?
Yeah. Oh. I don't even know what type of time she on, but now you got to raise my child. No, we not even on the same wavelength. Mm. You know what I mean? And I got to just trust you to raise my child the right way. No, bro. I ain't going in front. If I was you, I'd be talking to her about trying to get this baby out and aborted.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even trying to sound mean, but like,
I understand
the fucking baby got to go through this dumb shit. You know what I mean? You out here just willy-nilly with your body with motherfuckers. Nah, bro. Shit ain't fair to that baby, man. Mm. Good luck with that situation, bro, because I ain't going front. That's some hard shit to deal with. You right, man. Trust me, man. Pick your heart. Pick what heart you want to deal with. Is it going to be harder for me to just say no right now at the moment and be like, yo, I got to grab a condom? Or is it going to be harder for you to raise this baby with 18 years with a bitch you probably end up, you can't stand her? So come on, man. We gotta do better, man, because that shit crazy. This joint said break up and ex reaching out. So it says, my new ex is a 41-year-old male, has been sporadically reaching out to me. She's a 41-year-old female as well. After breaking up with me 3 weeks ago, yesterday he sends me this video of our recent vacation together. I personally am finding even looking at these photos difficult. Never mind a whole video of our happy moments. We were together for 3 years and he was bringing up plans and such for a future together. I don't know if I should ask him to make contact with me until I make contact with him because I really need to heal. Other people have suggested blocking him, but that seems petty harsh. I don't want to do that. So her question is, what should she ask him? I mean, not what should she ask him. What should she do? Yeah, you know I mean, because he's reaching out.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And she's curious to why. I'm curious to know why he's reaching out.
Because he missed you and wants you back.
About to say, yeah.
What you mean?
He's 41 years old. You know what I mean? Who? I don't know his situation, but, you know, listen, not a lot of 41-year-old men. Listen, we get compliments all the time. Thank you, ladies. I want to tell you that. Thank you. Because they don't believe that we're 40, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We get them drinks all the time, like, I don't believe y'all. I'm like, yeah, I'm 42, he's 43. We get that. So there's a lot of 41 motherfuckers out here. You look every bit of it. Yeah.
Some motherfuckers younger than us and look older than us.
That, exactly, dog.
You be in a restaurant, be like, happy birthday, 32 years old. Damn. He only 32? Got like 10 years on it. I'm 10 years older than him, but he looked 10 years older than me. You know what I mean? I'm like, dog, they told happy birthday. What was that? I looked at that young boy, he was 32. I looked over, I said, damn. I got 10 years older than him, but he looked like he's 10 years older than me. So, you know what I mean? I'm thankful for that, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, he could be 41 and he could look every bit of that. Every bit of 41.
You know what I mean?
So, his options, it might not be a lot.
Older.
Yeah.
As long as don't even believe, you know what I'm saying?
So, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, man, you just got to, you know, that could be one of the things. You know, he left thinking that, yeah, I mean, it was going to be different and I got to come back home.
Yeah, man. Y'all had a little bit of time in 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
Yeah, so he might be thinking, all right, that wasn't even work. You know what I mean? I mean, that wasn't even worth it. But you saying, so is it a thing where you just feel like you're completely done with him and you don't want to go back? Or you just saying?
She said some shit like you need more.
Yeah, you need more time. So I don't even know what happened. Was that cheating or something like that? We don't know. Now, I mean, if you need more time, listen, you just text him that and tell him that. Tell him, listen, I need more time to think or reflect or just, you know what I'm saying, concentrate on me. You know what I mean? And if, you know what I mean? So right now, you know what I mean? Kind of this is too much. You got to give me some room. Got to give me some space.
Right.
So you just tell him that. You know what I mean? So that way he'll probably kind of cut that down. He's not going to stop getting in touch with you, but he'll probably slow down the amount that get in touch with you. He might jump every now and again, send you something every week, hey, how's everything going? But then, you know what I mean? But then, you just tell him, listen, you need some space and need some time for yourself right now. That's all. Just tell him that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
Yeah, you're right.
Hope that worked out.
Because it sounds like both of y'all is on both sides of the spectrum. I mean, he left the situation probably like, it wasn't that bad. What he was bitching about wasn't that bad. You want some shit like, I need time to heal.
Right.
So, y'all on two sides of it, man. Y'all got to figure that out, man. You know what I'm saying? This joint right here say, this is a wild one right here. It say, what's your thoughts on paying for a threesome at a brothel? That's the question, bro. It say, looking to pay for my first threesome with two women at a brothel shortly. What you guys thoughts? He going all out. He going to pay for the threesome. Listen, man, y'all be so excited about some shit. You don't even know if this your first time ever having that. You don't even know that's something that you can even have. You know what I mean? Y'all just be you type motherfuckers be at the smorgasbord putting everything on your plate, get back, eat two things. Like, I'm done. Come on, man.
I mean, to me, we ain't never do nothing about the whole tricking thing and all that. We ain't never do no show about that.
No, we didn't.
But my thing. My thing is, it's always gonna be around though. Know what I mean?
It was
here before I was born. It's still gonna be here after I'm gone. So, I don't know what your financial situation is, because to me, the way I think about it is that's more of a rich man's sport. You know what I'm saying?
Depending on whatever level of woman that you want.
Yeah, some people, the bottom of the. You know what I mean? Some people was like the bottom, you either the bottom of the barrel, you the top, and I mean top of the world. You was some rich dude paying for escorts and you got him. Or you some bottom of the barrel and she need a hit. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? The whole in between, what do you think? That's what I'm saying. I don't know what your finances is because you can't tell a person who. A person who got it and feel like, see, this is why this conversation is so damn layered. Because it's people out there in the world, I know people of all type, but
economically.
Levels. And I know on all levels, there's people that do it, and I know people that's don't care nothing that's against it. Like, I know people that do well and just feel like, man, listen, you're only gonna live once and If that's all I want from her, I don't mind paying for it. But that person is well off.
Right, right.
Then I know another person that's very successful too that don't believe in that at all.
Right.
Like, yo, I'm cool. If she don't like me for me, I'm cool. I'm not gonna buy it.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's like, I know regular dudes that they don't mind coming up off a couple of dollars to do, you know what I mean, for that. And I know dudes that's regular good up and go to work every day. That's not their attitude is she don't like me for me, I'm not paying for it. So I know that on every level, I know people that don't do that and do that. My thing is, I don't know how you are financially. Like I said, I can't act like, well, just don't nobody do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that ain't going on. Like, part of that shit just don't run the goddamn world. Yeah. You know what I mean? These chicks is so, you can sell it to people without them actually ever touching it. You got OnlyFans chicks that are making a bunch of money and some guys too.
Right.
You selling it to them that they ain't even, they you, you, people, OnlyFans chicks are selling pussy to guys that they can't even actually fuck.
Right.
They looking at it on the screen. You know what I'm saying? They looking at it on the damn screen. So my whole, so you saying, should you do it? I don't have the context, bro. I don't know if that's going to hurt your pocket. To me, I feel like you may not want to go down that. I don't know what age you are. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what age you are. You're financially. You may be older dude that feel like I'm a dude. You know what I mean? I'm a dude me. You might be, you know what I mean? I don't know if you're older dude that already raised their kids, already had a relationship, and they just on some, listen, I'm going to live my life till my day is over. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have as much fun as I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I done did everything I'm supposed to do. I done raised my kids, my family, and all that. So I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do. I know older dudes who, that's their mentality.
Right.
I'm going to go do me. I'm going to do mind your goddamn business. I done raised my kids. I done did right by my family. I'm going to go have fun. And if I go pay a chick, and if I want to go trick, I'm going to go do that. Mind your business is my money, not yours. I know people with that attitude.
That's why they say tricking ain't easy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? So, I know people from, I mean, that's on both sides of it. I don't know what your age range is, because I don't want you to be no young person
that get in
the habit of doing that.
Right,
but really, you're supposed to be able to just, be able to get out there, get social, and build with women, and then you spending your money that could be allocated to reaching your goals, your dreams, investing, and you spending it on chick because you get in the habit of spending tricking.
Right.
So now you get in the habit of tricking when that money supposed to could be going to bettering your life. You know what I'm saying? So you may not want to be doing that.
At a young age, does that fuck you up moving forward into relationships too? You figure if that's the thing,
I'm assuming it is, because a lot of people say, like a lot of people who have done that and women that do that, because you know they say, well, you're not paying for the sex, you're paying for the woman to go away.
Right.
And then now you have people who don't know how to who don't want to be bothered at all.
Right.
So they don't. I'm saying you don't be bothered with a relationship at all. Like I said, two things. You know what I mean? That, like, and I understand the way the world is now, where social media and all this stuff has affected, I'm going to say, women to the point that everything is super transactional now.
Yeah, yeah.
I need money just to go out on a date with you. You need to pay my bills. Not even I'm selling you the pussy. I'm selling you the date.
Right.
You got to give me some, a cash at me for me to spend my time with you
on a date
now. Yeah. Everything is super transactional. A woman is all may try to turn you into a trick soon as she, you know what I'm saying, soon as she meets you.
Right.
Which is, that's why it's messing some of the women up. We're going to have to do a whole show about that. I ain't going to give it all up on no Q&A and all that. But I don't know your economic status. I don't know your age.
Right. Yeah, he ain't put none of that in there.
See what I'm saying? Because I know some older dudes who feel like I done live my life. Mind your fucking business. I'm going to do this if I want.
Right.
You know what I mean? But if you are a young person, my advice to you is to not do that, because you don't want to get in the habit of doing that and spending money that because everything can become an addiction. That don't mean it got to be drugs. It could be this.
True. Yeah, definitely.
So now you might start doing this all the time to the point it becomes detrimental to you. That's what you're spending your money on.
Right.
When that money could be allocated, other things. Now, I mean, to help you achieve your goals, your dreams. Or you might be somebody who already, I don't know, man, I done did it all. I'm bored.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You might, you might be bored. You know what I mean? Because you might be well off. Because, what's that joint everybody was watching on Netflix? Squid Games.
Okay.
When you found out who's behind all of it, he was a rich old man that was bored in life.
Right.
You did all this just because you had money so long, you just became bored in life.
Right.
That's why you did all this?
Right.
He's just a rich old man who was bored.
You're just knocking motherfuckers off for your thrills and shit. Right. Like, and you want a first class seat. Like, I want to be in this shit, so I want to see niggas dying. Like,
yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's people who like that, who just well off and just, I can just do what I want.
Yeah.
Everybody's not struggling financially. Some people just, I just want to do it because I ain't never do it before and I just want to see what it's like.
Right.
Everybody ain't on the same level. So I have no idea what age you are, where you at in life, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But if you are a young person, I advise you not to do that, because that money could be going somewhere else. So you don't want to get in the habit of that.
Right.
Now the money you need to grow and, you know what I mean, and build, you know what I mean, and, you know what I mean, that you're grinding for, you spending it and tricking. But if you some old dude that's, yo, I'm older, dog, I done, my, you know what I mean, this what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? Who am I to tell you how to spend your money or live your life after you, you know what I mean? Especially you somebody who done worked your whole life, might have took care of other people, raised the family, so I don't even know, because you ain't say your age and none of that.
Yeah.
So,
I agree with you.
My advice is,
if you're young, don't do it.
Don't even get in the habit of that.
You ain't worrying about nothing. You got, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fuck
this. Disposable money, dispensable money, rock out, bro.
Yeah.
Who gonna tell you what to do with your life? Shit.
Yeah, so.
Shit, just like gambling. Like you said, it's other addictions. Just like a gambling habit. Motherfuckers that can gamble because they like, I got money. This shit ain't gonna hurt me if I lose it. You know what I mean? So, you know, if you can do it. But if you're young, I would say no, because the same thing like you said before about growing up, we understood that you ain't gonna get every woman.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, you know, if you're young, because you don't want to get in the habit of, I just show up and I get pussy.
Yeah, I gotta buy it.
Yeah, but if you get into a relationship, it could be a time where your girl might just be like, no, I don't feel like doing it right now because I don't feel good. But you're not used to the rejection of being told no.
Yeah.
So that shit fucks with you. Now you're taking it hard. That's how come you see certain motherfuckers like, you always got a fucking headache all the time. Why are you bugging it out? All right, she just don't want to do it right now. But certain motherfuckers take certain shit like that hard. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to get in the habit of always just getting it when you want it. You know what I'm saying? You get in a relationship, she might tell you not right now. You know what I mean? But not to, I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? I had a hard day. Now you bugging out because you ain't used to that shit. So don't form these habits, man. These bad habits.
Yeah,
man.
Trust me, man. Every man done had the blue balls before.
Pause. Dog.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just life. Like,
that's part of life, so...
That's what's wrong. I think that's what's wrong with a lot of young brothers now. They not used to rejection. They not used to no. Everybody just used to getting what they want to get it. Just like when you was talking about the restaurant episode. Motherfuckers is spazzing out because you don't got my tater tots or my chicken nuggets. Because I told you no. Nah, dog, that's life. Mm-hmm. You can't get it right now. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers got jobs. I'm pretty sure it's shit that you want, but... My check ain't going to get that. I got to save up to get to that point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, just rock. Listen, if you can do it, do it. If you can't, you can't. You know what I'm saying? Just take it like that. It was another one I want to read before I got to that one. Let me see. Oh, all right. This show is wild. I say, is your sex life good? So it says, my wife tells me about many of her friends at work complaining about their sex lives, and it seems they don't like sex or their husbands are not pleasing them. It's just typical. My wife and I have a fantastic sex life, and I enjoy everything about her. He asks, do other men you know have these problems, and do you talk about your sex life with your partners? I guess he mean like how she talked about with her. You probably think that your sex life is fantastic with your wife. I'm going to say it like this. One thing I know, a woman ain't going to share her bad experiences with a woman that's telling you that she having good experiences. She ain't gonna be like, yo, my sex life is horrible. Mine is the best. And she just continuing on about her horrible sex life. No, women gonna, they trauma bond together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if she coming to you telling you all these horror stories about all these motherfuckers, she chiming in every now and then too.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Dog, just think about it. Why would I continue telling you about all these crazy ass stories, but all you telling me is about the good shit?
Mm-hmm.
I don't wanna talk to you. So you probably think that your sex life is fantastic.
Tony, that man can't hit the back of the oven.
Dog.
You probably like, oh, that's too bad. My man knocking the Mario coins up out my ass.
Right. And they still just having a conversation with her. Right. Come on, man. Fuck out of here. My wife tells me all the time. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you paying that mortgage, nigga. Saying that mortgage.
Yeah, all right.
Yo, you hitting the back of the oven, screaming and hollering.
If you think that she got her own stories... Fuck out of here, dog.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dog.
Damn. Yeah, I mean.
Damn, sound like you want me to bear bad news to you. That brought him joy. That brought him joy to let you know. That was crazy.
Yo. No. Because, my man, you sent the question in like you so proud of yourself. Chest out and shit. Like, she shares these stories all the time about all of these other bad sexual experiences with her coworkers. What? That's like a broke motherfucker being around a motherfucker with money. Mm-hmm. We all talking about how we broke. You just like, yo, I just bought the new Phantom and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk to you, nigga. Get out of the mix.
Mm-hmm.
We broke. Come on, man. Stop it, dog. Stop it. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't saying that your sex life got to be horrible, but you on here talking about something. It's fantastic to you. Yes. Mm. Come on, bro. Like, for real. We got to wake up, man. You know what I'm saying? Shit. There's a lot of motherfuckers out here talking about something. Y'all practice semen retention. No, you just don't got no bitches.
Mm, you're right.
You're crazy. I think it's crazy. I think it's wild.
Right. Shit. I don't.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You tell me I don't look my age. I don't.
Shout out to Gates. Gates say something that everybody want to say this shit.
Right.
All right, practice semen retention. What? All right, fam. You very disciplined then. Because when I'm in the pussy.
Right. Right. No. Hey, that's even better than me.
Right.
No, let me ask this, but then I stop. Oh, no. Popping off in a chick fucking mouth. I'm not holding on to nothing.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Man,
that shit feel like torture.
Semen retention?
Yeah. You have sex, but you don't pop off.
Yo, Gay City been doing that shit. The last interview, you said been doing that shit for years, bro.
Hey, man.
City been doing that shit for years. You gotta be a disciplined motherfucker.
No, he a different type of cat, though. You know what I'm saying?
He could be,
he unorthodox, you know what I'm saying?
What woman do you know that's really, you like, stop, babe. I'm at that point. And she like, all right. What?
No.
Fuck is you talking about, dog? You gotta damn near fight a woman to get off you. Like, that's what I'm saying, man. Whatever, yo. Y'all be wild, man.
Yeah, semen retention seems crazy because most women, that bothers them if you don't pop off.
True. Exactly.
Like they ain't, like you ain't satisfied or something. So I don't.
Dog, this shit's so different because you know, growing up when we was young, the whole thing was like, I don't want it. In your mind, before you even had sex, it's like, I don't want to go long. I don't want to go fast because I don't want nobody to think that, you know what I mean, I go fast. Then you start having sex. Females get offended if you go too long. Mm-hmm. That shit offends them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on, man. That's why I be like, my time, I'm like, yo, don't even worry about it. Just live your life and do you.
Shit is loose. Been in 4 hours. Shit kind of loose.
Who been the head? Old fucking football team? Come on, man. Dog. That's what I'm saying, man. Let's live your life. Stop worrying about. We always worry about another motherfucker's projections on our life. Live your life, man.
Yeah, man. If you saying this, I mean, you saying yours is good, yours is good, man.
Even to the boy I was talking to, listen, if you believe that your sex life is fantastic, who the fuck am I to tell you it's not?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Who am I to tell you it's not? But one thing I would tell my wife, why the fuck is you telling me all these stories, these horror stories about these other bitches? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so what was you saying? Were you just digging me up the whole time?
Right. Are you telling me something?
Right.
Are you telling me I need to step the dick game up? Because that's why you're telling me this?
Right.
Like, I'm like, you know what I mean? So, bro.
Right. You know what I mean? You know, shouldn't say the same by his husband. You know, she ain't been satisfied in a while. Why would you just bring somebody to you?
Right.
And you know, they started doing this and that, and they started tying each other up in the bed and using handcuffs. And you know, they had to liven things up. I was just talking to her about that. Oh, you just talking about that? What was you saying? So when it's your turn to talk, what was you saying?
Right.
Now I'm telling everything is fantastic. Pay the bills, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You like, bitch, you're supposed to be at work.
Right.
I'm talking about the job. You
know what I mean? They be on that 50 Shades of Grey. That's why they be having fantasies and reading them books.
Yeah,
you're
right. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, didn't we tell y'all? Y'all got to start stepping that shit up, man.
Yeah, you're right about
that. You know what I mean? You can't just be the, you know what I mean? You just can't do the missionary. Just
lock that bitch in the roller coaster.
Yeah, right. know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? That's it. Told y'all, man. Some of y'all got to start getting in shape. Some of y'all got to start, you know, jogging and all that. Now, I mean, get your wind, your stamina up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you got to be, you know what I'm saying? You got to be putting in some work in the damn bed, man. I understand some of y'all, you know what I mean, work hard and all that, and y'all be dragging. Listen, y'all fucking back gonna be hurting, your legs gonna be fucking tired and all that. You gonna be, listen, you gotta put the work in though. You have to put the work in though.
Right.
You know what I mean? The last thing you want is for her to be looking, talking. Yeah, when it's her time, she complaining about your ass.
Right. Oh, you fucking right, dog. You know what I'm saying? Damn, Chiefs done fumbled twice and shit. You right about that, yo. So, y'all got to do something, bro. I ain't going front. My wife start talking to me about a certain type of shit. I'm just in the gym like, why is you telling me this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And what the fuck was you saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's like me and this joint coming to ISO. Yo, niggas down the block was just talking about you dirty. What you say? I was just listening. Fuck
right.
out.
Right. 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 So you just standing there quiet? You ain't say nothing?
You ain't say nothing about this shit. So they know you my man, but they was just openly talking about me too. Right. When we're around with you. Come right. on, man, for real. You know what I mean? Because I know you feel boastful. That's why you sent the question in, because you like, it's fantastic. To the men that aren't living the life that I'm living, the right. dream. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Whole time she in there talking about something. Man, can you cash at me another $100? Yeah. No problem, love. So come on, man. Like, really. We got to do, you know what I mean? Trust me, man. Women don't do shit for nothing. You know what I mean? Trust me, they don't. This drink say, my girlfriend likes someone else and saw him without telling me. He asked, should I break up with her? So they both 20 years old. She confessed it to me today and I'm devastated. You devastated, but you 20. I'm starting to feel like you now, bro. Let's keep going. She also told me the reason was that she's getting bored of our relationship. I have done everything to make her feel loved and support her. But apparently she's looking for intensity and excitement. Things she seems to find in this guy. She told me nothing happened between them when they went out, but I still feel betrayed, and she's planning on seeing him this week.
Yeah, ain't no need to read no more of that.
Okay.
That's over with. This was an easy one. That's over with. You holding on to something that's done.
Dog. You be seeing them Instagram clips when she be done. Talking about how good dudes is boring and shit?
Exactly. Know what I mean? Move on, bro. That's all. Move on. Know what I mean? Ain't nothing to think too deep of all that and about. This is over with and that's done.
Wow.
Move on. And if she try to come back to you, be done with it. No. You tell her no. That's all, man. You're 20 years old, man. You got your whole life ahead of you, man. Now, I mean, make sure you're on your grind. You know what I'm saying? Your purpose and all of that. And then, now, I mean, it'd be other women, man. This is over. She's letting you, know what I mean? Because that's the thing. I mean, they don't come straight out and just say they don't want to be with you.
Right, right.
She going to see other dudes in your face. What are you talking about? There's nothing to talk about.
It's not. That shit.
It's nothing to talk about. You're done. It's over and you're done with her.
She did this shit behind his back, but then told him, I'm going to go see him again this week.
You're going to see him again. Yeah, she just telling you that so you can just say, we're done. Women just can't come out their mouth and say that you're done for some odd reason. For some odd reason, that's just so hard for them to just break up with somebody. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's over with, bro. It ain't nothing to talk about. It's over with.
Yeah, that's
so
wild, with, man. Bro. Yeah, you... Yo... Y'all be investing so much energy into a female. That's why y'all be
trying to stop doing that.
Dog, would they be? He said he was. You 20 years old. You said you devastated.
Yeah, for what? Now I mean, you got to be center point in your life. You, everything's a trickle down effect. Everything start with you.
Right.
Then everything else trickle down effect. Stop putting a woman above yourself. Y'all got to stop doing that. Stop doing that. This is over with. It ain't that deep. Trust me, it ain't as deep as you think. It's not. This is over with. That's all. It's over with.
That shit deep to hell.
Yo, thank me later.
Wow, yo. Yeah, hopefully he take your advice. I hope you take his advice, because, dog. Never mind. You 20 years old. I don't even know why you worrying that much about it. No children, no nothing. You devastated and she walked. And then she going to tell you, I'm going to go see him again this week.
Right.
You told me to stop, but I kept reading this shit. I'm going to see him in a week just to see where my feelings lay. What, bitch? That's wild, man.
No.
That's why we told y'all before, we hinted at this shit before. A woman will go to the best option available. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the loyalty don't lie with you. But when you do find a woman that rock with you, she'll rock with you. This one ain't the one that's going to rock with you, bro. You know what I mean? So do what you got to do, man. Keep yourself going strong.
You 20 years old, man. Don't worry about that shit. Remember that joint on the corner? When Bull had the good job, his wife got strung out on drugs, and then he got strung out on drugs. Mm-hmm. Then at the end, she cleaned herself up.
Right.
He fucked up.
Right.
Come on, yo. You know what I mean? Come on, dog. Get your shit straight, bro. For real. Like, don't be that invested into a female that you devastated, but she still get to move around. And I'm going, you know what I mean? I know you fucked up, but I need to see how I feel about this. Man, fuck out of here. I ain't exciting enough. The fuck? Yo. This will probably be the last one. This joint say, my wife cheated on me. What do I do next? This is a 25-year-old male, 24-year-old female. It say, I just found out the day that my wife cheated on me of 4 years. We have a child together. What are the next steps? I'm scared of and feel fairly alone. She has family with lawyer connections, and she's already threatened me saying she's having family call them, and basically I'm worried I will somehow lose my child. I've been the only source of income for us for a while, so she's been cheating behind my back. What do I do next? There's no way that she can take your child from you. I don't even know why women threaten me with certain shit. I'm going to tell you like this. Man, I broke up with my ex-wife. No lawyer going to take your child from you if you doing what you got to do and she cheated on you. You know what I mean? Now, she might get child support, but you ain't going to be in a position where you ain't going to be able to see your child. Matter of fact, I tell you like this. You going to play those games? You go down there and get visit, you know what I mean? Get custody of your child or split custody. That'll help you out with the child support proceedings. Because when they see like, oh, you did that? All right, we ain't going to award you the whole amount of money that you was going to get because he want to split the, you know what I mean, time with your child. You do that. Take the first step. Stop letting women, you know what I'm saying, use children as a fucking weapon against y'all. That shit, trust me, man. I don't give a fuck if your fucking people was Johnny Cochran in them. Mm-hmm. What you scaring me for? Yo, man, stop that shit. Y'all be all right. You know what I mean? I don't even know if you have anything to say to this journey. Yeah, that's what I figured you didn't.
I ain't got no experience.
I figured you didn't, but yo, you be all right, bro. There's nothing that they can do to you. Nothing that they can do to you. Matter of fact, I tell you like this. When I first went to my child support, you know what I mean, proceedings, the lady was like, if you tell me that you ain't going to pay, there's nothing I can do because I ain't no judge. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a person, the mediator to sit here just in case if y'all do agree and we can continue on with the proceedings. If I tell you this and you be like, no, I'm not doing that, then y'all just got to go see the judge. Yeah, so what the fuck is you sneering me for? Come on, man, stop that shit. Yo, take y'all control back, man. Take y'all control back, bro. You know what I mean? You in here devastated. You feeling alone. Man, 4 years she cheated on you. Man, do what y'all gotta do, man. Keep moving on with y'all life, man. Stop worrying about that dumb shit, man. For real. Finish up. I ain't even know. You wanna try to do one more or you done? All right, let's try to do one more before we go, man. Straight up, stop worrying about that shit, man. That was one joint I wanted to do. Where the fuck is it at? It was about a 51-year-old. I must have exited out that joint. You know what I'm saying? Where is that joint at? I'm about to just click on this joint just so I don't waste no time with y'all, man. Y'all sending a lot of relationship questions. Y'all must think we the relationship guru. They're like, Kevin Samuels isn't around anymore and we need help. It's going to say, girlfriend 26 has sex with ex, but wants to wait for marriage with me. We already read this, didn't we?
I don't know, maybe. Now, I mean, that sounds like something.
This sounds like a joint. This sounds like a joint we did before. Let's say, throw away for obvious reasons. My girlfriend, for obvious reasons, me and my girlfriend, you know what I mean? I'm a virgin and she had one previous partner whom she had sexual, she was sexually active with. Oh, no, we ain't gonna read this joint because he a virgin. We've been together for 6 months. And have been intimate, but without sex. We talked about this before, and she says that after her ex, she wants to wait for marriage before having sex. While I'm okay with this, I was okay with it. I was with my ex for 2 years who wanted to wait for marriage as well. You know what I'm saying? Her reason for not having sex is because she sometimes feels she got used for sex by her ex, and I want to be supportive of her for her decision. So let me just go to this question. His question to us is, I'm planning on bringing this up against Bassoon. He wants to know if he should stand by her wishes because he's second guessing on waiting.
Second guessing on waiting.
Damn, you a 27 year old man, you a virgin? Yo, man, hats off to you, bro. Yeah, I ain't,
more.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I ain't mad at you. I just read that again, like, damn, 27 years old.
The urge is like, yes, man, I got the balls, I got the blue balls.
I understand what you're saying, though. Yeah,
fucking blue balls, like, the best of me. It's getting difficult, it's getting rough, man. I know it's getting rough. Know what I mean? Y'all probably laying up in the bed and all that.
He said they doing shit, but they just not having sex.
See, stop playing with me.
he said stop playing with me.
Know what I'm saying? Stop playing with me.
What are these games?
Listen. We either going all the way, we ain't doing nothing at all. All this teasing. Know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Nah, see, you ain't doing it but torturing yourself.
Yeah.
Man, do it or don't, bruh.
Yeah, because y'all 26 and 27, y'all, like you said, they probably are in together because y'all not young. Yeah, I mean, if y'all got a spot, y'all probably stay together. Yeah, I mean, he probably got his own spot. You come over there now and then.
I ain't got use for shit. No. Listen, man.
No sleepovers.
Yeah.
He never sleepovers over here.
Yeah.
Shit, go home.
Yeah. Yeah, this ain't no slumber party.
Yeah, for real, I'm sorry. Nah, you got a role. I love you, but like, nah.
Know what I mean? So, yeah, man. Listen, man, choice is yours. Know what I mean? If she ain't with that, you just move on and just, know what I mean? Just do you. Know what I mean? Because I think, know what I mean? You ready to start having a sex life. So,
oh, yeah, he is. So, listen, that's another weapon that women use. I don't want to do this until I get married. Now men forced to get married. I'm forced to marry you because now I want to do this. I want to have this act with you. Come on, man. Stop that shit.
So, man.
You said we the prize, right?
Listen, man.
What tactics do we use that we get over a woman? We the prize.
I don't know.
They got all these fucking tactics. Listen, they shut the pussy down on you.
Listen, that's why we tell y'all. Y'all got to start putting some work in the bed. That way, know what I mean? That pipe will be worth something.
You right.
You ain't putting no work in the bed. The pipe ain't worth nothing.
Yeah, facts.
Know what I mean? You ain't knocking the sonic rings out of ass there, but it ain't worth nothing. So, know what I'm saying? So what leverage you got? Know what I mean? So, hey, man, that's up to you, man. If you feel like you just, know what I mean, if you ready to have a sex life, man, that choice is yours. Know what I mean? And if she not with that, you might have to move on from her.
Yeah.
So, she really on some, you got to get married. Know what I mean? You don't get married to have sex. You get married if you want to get married. So don't get married for the sake of having sex.
True.
No, if you just want to have a sex life and she don't, you might have to tell her, listen, this just got to be over with.
Right.
You don't try to put the pressure on her. Now I'm saying, if I had to have sex with you, you might just tell her, listen, I'm not trying to wait no more. I'm trying, know what I mean? I'm a man, know what I mean? That got these urges and needs and I need to go get them fulfilled. So
right.
I'm not trying to tell you that because I'm trying to force you to do it, but I'm saying I'm about to just go on my own and we just going to break up. And if that's what you want to do, you want to wait till you find a man, I mean, to marry you, go ahead. I'm trying to get my, listen, I'm backed up.
Dog.
You know what I'm saying? I'm backed up. I get my shit off. Now I got to get my shit off.
Yeah.
So. Not many choices yours, bro. But don't try to put the pressure. I mean, don't put the pressure on her to say she got to not do. You know what I'm saying? She got to give it to you. No, if you want to, you just go and do your thing.
True.
Know what I mean? Go ahead and do your thing.
Yeah. Don't put the pressure on her about that, man. Just move on. Listen, if you can sustain it and wait. I mean, you waited this long. If she's somebody you care about, you feel like you can wait that long to keep going. Hats off to you, bro. But. How do two people that's virgins, how do you get married? How do y'all even know?
She didn't say she no virgin. She had sex.
One time, dog.
Do you believe that? How you using me for sex? How am I using you only pop one time?
Fuck out of here.
Oh, you counting the one body, but you know that sex on every day. So that's what I'm saying.
Right. What should he say? You don't count the bodies with condoms.
Yeah. It's a joke. What should he say?
Nah, you made a woman wear a condom. That don't count as a body.
You're talking about something. You only had sex one time. You only had sex one time, but you feel like he used you for sex?
Right. you don't count the bodies with the condoms. Oh, okay. Just take them off.
Right. You don't, You don't count the condom one, well, condoms. You don't count the ones where you just sucked them off. You don't count the ones where you wasn't your boyfriend.
Yo, she said, yeah. If he fucked you without a, and if he fucked you without a condom, he didn't bust. You don't count that one,
right?
Yo, but then, yeah, man,
tell your pussy that though. Pussy probably down there like what?
He said, you ain't counting, bitch. We counting that
right,
bitch.
Right.
What are you talking right. about? They using and abusing me over here, baby girl. Yo, man. Oh, man. You want to wrap it up, man? Get about it?
Yeah,
no. I wanted to, I'm not going to do it now because I don't have it off the top of my head. I was preparing for our Tuesday's episode. But I did want to, I'll probably bring it up, you know what I mean, next week. Did you see the, I'm pretty sure you saw the clips going around of Ant, I forget the young boy's name. You know the young boy, like, yeah, you whooping. Mm. All right, well, he was on there. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's an affiliate of Duck. And he was on a podcast with an affiliate of Dirt. You know, they like rival, I ain't going to put nobody in gangs. They're rival cliques. You know what I'm saying? And basically, what the guy that's the rival, that's the affiliate of Dirt was like, yeah, both of the kings died. We ain't supposed to push peace after that. We supposed to kill each other. You know what I mean? This is what he was saying on there. He was like, whoa. He was like, you know, the guy that no ducking him, he was like, yo, man, people, moms, families, and kids, you know what I mean, went through this shit. We tired of this shit, dog. We pushing peace. It was just, I don't know. When I see the clips, I'll send them to you because I wanted to talk about it. It just show you the difference of how two people can go through the same thing and the trauma, you know what I'm saying, don't change them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? How the trauma either change you or don't change you. Because Bo was like, no, man, we chilling. We ain't on it no more. He was like, yeah, you lost Vine, I lost Duck. So we got to push peace. And Bo was like, no, we lost both of the two top dogs. We ain't supposed to push peace. We supposed to go to war. And I was like, damn, that's crazy. And even though everybody in the comments was like, damn, Bo sounds silly, it was a certain part of the podcast where you had to hear him because he was like, it sounds like y'all pushing peace now because the kings is going and y'all realize now that the pawns can get touched. And now that y'all pawns, now y'all scared to death. That's why y'all pushing peace. And even though that was a crazy statement, he was right. Because now y'all see we could touch the top dogs. And you ain't even the top dog. So now you scared to death. So now you want to scream peace. That's a crazy statement. But I was like, some people that screaming peace, you right now. You know what I mean? You was yelling that shit when you thought you was untouchable, and now you seeing people get touched that you thought was untouchable, so now you scared. But like I said, I'll talk about it next week once I start getting the clips together. And I mean, I'll probably send them to you when I see you, so it can be something, because I was like, damn, they was really on something. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the, and I'll pull the podcast name up so we can shout them out, man. But you know what I'm saying? As y'all know, man, it's Friday. We do thank y'all for the questions. We appreciate y'all. As always, let me get back to this. You know what I mean? Because we did get a couple text messages. I didn't bring them here with me. Text number and voicemail number is 267-553-4953.
Say it slow.
267-553-4953. I put a short out with it on there, though. But one joint that I do know that was asked in the text message, you know what I mean, that a young lady sent them, she said this directly to you. She said, ISO, when the men beef is sport, talking about battling, right? Rap. When the woman beef, y'all look at it as classless. Why is that? I don't think we said it was classless. You know what I'm saying? But she was like, when the men beef on mic is sport to y'all. But y'all said when the woman beef, y'all don't like that. So why is it looked at as classless?
No, we don't, because the men beef, as you can see, they ending up dead.
Yes, they do. Yeah, I was just talking about this shit. Yeah, Dirk and Duck, yeah. I mean, King Von and Duck, excuse me. Von and Duck, yeah.
So we don't look at it as classless. I looked at it as, we explained it to you. Do y'all be listening when I talk?
No.
I'm saying?
I can tell.
We explained it.
Yeah, no.
That the problem with y'all is y'all all choose sides.
True.
Everybody chooses a side, but for one, who's buying the music? For one, buy the people albums. You know what I'm saying? So support your favorite artists. You love them so much. You supposedly love them so much, but ain't none of y'all buying the damn albums.
Right.
Right? So let's start with that.
And then the thing is, it's not looked at as sport with everybody, because as you can see, some of them is really, really, really real trying to hurt each other, put hands on each other.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we know certain artists is just, we just going to go in the booth and go at each other. No, some of the younger generation is, no, we really going to try to get you up out of here.
Yep.
So when the women do it, it's not classless, but y'all got more at stake. Because at the end of the day, hip-hop just started being accepting of y'all being out here on your own.
True.
For a lot of years, hip-hop was, no, you had to be the woman in the crew. So a man had to co-sign y'all. So now that y'all got it where no man don't have to co-sign y'all, then now, beefing could hurt y'all, because now, look, it's all divided now. Know what I mean? So now, okay, the people that's Team Nikki gotta be, and everybody under gotta be okay on that side, and Team Cardi, and everything trickle down from Cardi.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's how it is. It's not like that when it comes to men.
Right.
You don't see everybody that rap on one side or the other. Not I mean when somebody beef. You don't see it like that. You don't see how it is with women. Cause you got Nikki, then you got Sexy Red, and you got Ice Spice, and everything go down on that side.
Right.
Then you got Cardi, then you got Meg, then you got Lotto on there, and everybody else that come in here. And then if somebody, and if you got female rappers that seem like they not picking a side or openly, I'm on this side or that side, y'all mad at them, jumping on them.
Right.
Well, what Glorilla doing? She not. She got to get down with somebody. Why do she got to get down with somebody and choose a damn side? She just can't make her own damn music and do her own thing?
Yeah, why she got to be affiliated with the shit? Yeah.
Why do Lil Rel got to pick a damn side? Why right. do the City Girl got to pick a damn side? And y'all look at it different. It's not us. It's y'all look at it different.
Right.
Y'all take people going in it different. No, we had the college, you know what I mean? No. The older artists and all that go back and forth, that's all it is with them. The younger man artists is, no, we really going to be out here trying to kill each other.
Right.
So we already jumped on that. So we didn't look at it, we didn't look at y'all as being classless. Who said it was classless? We said y'all got more at stake because y'all just now got into a space where people can't even care about y'all to listen to y'all.
Right.
How many female artists it is? Before it was no more than maybe one or two at a time, and nobody cared about them, and nobody cared about nobody else.
True.
When has there ever been a time when you can have this many artists, female artists, that people care about? And it's more than just one or two at a time.
Right.
Now, I mean, for the last how many years before everybody else started coming out now, well, it was just Nikki representing for y'all. She probably held it down damn near 10 years just by herself.
Yeah.
So now you got it to where is y'all can just come out and people listening to y'all just because. Not listening because some guy that everybody loved co-signed you and introduced you. So, yeah, that's what we saying, man. Y'all be listening to what the hell I be saying. We got a whole goddamn episode breaking it down.
Yeah.
But I understand y'all. Y'all go off emotion. So, you know what I mean? I love y'all, but y'all go off emotion. Y'all be acting like y'all don't listen to nothing we goddamn say.
Yeah, facts. Facts. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Without further ado, man, we appreciate y'all. You know, keep sending them text messages. We haven't gotten any voicemails. Send in your voicemails as well. You know, we will play those in the episode if it fits in what we talking about. Don't get on there in that crazy acting. I'm just going to play anything. We're going to play anything on the episode. But it is what it is, y'all. We out of here. Peace.